ladies and gentlemen, it is a depressing Monday if you are a Minnesota Vikings fan because of what transpired last night in the Metro in Minneapolis, the Green Bay Packers walloping the Minnesota Vikings. It wasn't even close, even though the score doesn't really look all that bad. It wasn't even that close. And we'll talk about that certainly later today. We're going to talk with Jim Suhan of the Star Tribune newspaper and 1500 ESPN at 3:05 this afternoon. And then we can kind of become the Vikings wine line, if you will, and have people call in and complain about the Vikings and what they think should happen for the rest of the season. But before we do all that, let me introduce you to the Monday edition of the Mike McFeely Show here on the mighty 790 KFGO. And because she has such a busy schedule, I'm just going to get right to her. I'm going to welcome in Fargo City Commissioner Melissa Sobolik into the Mike McFeely Show because she is going to introduce a resolution tonight at the Fargo City Commission meeting that I want everybody to know about. Hello, Commissioner Sobolik. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing. Are you a Vikings fan? Let me ask you that.
Well, I would never admit that even on your show. Come on. I'm surrounded by Packers and Vikings fans, so it's an interesting day at work today.
That's truly a political answer. I like it. I would never say that publicly, so I like that very much. Hey, it's a big day for you tonight at the City Commission meeting because you're going to introduce a resolution regarding, let me read it. Whereas the Fargo City Commission encourages tolerance and acceptance of all citizens, regardless of sexual orientation, gender identity, or gender expression. And it goes on to talk about not discriminating against people. You explain what's going on. I'm mucking this all up. You explain what's happening here.
Absolutely. So tonight what I'm doing, and actually it started back in July, I asked the Fargo City Commission for their support in exploring what we as a city could do to protect our residents again against employment and housing discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity. And over the last few months, we have done a number of things, and we really looked to see what we as a city could do to enforce or really put some teeth behind any of these claims of discrimination. And the attorneys have done a lot of research and really told me the bottom line is we as a city cannot legally enforce anything until the state steps up and lists sexual orientation and gender identity as a protected class. And so what I'm introducing tonight is not an ordinance, so it's not a city law. It is a resolution, which is just a statement from the Fargo City Commission saying that we do not condone any discrimination within Fargo. We promote tolerance and inclusion and respect of all individuals, regardless of their sexual orientation or gender identity. And then it even goes into the resolution. I will say the city of Fargo has done a lot of work over the past, beyond a decade, as far as making sure that people were included in the City of Fargo HR policies. And so any potential employee or current employee of the City of Fargo as an employer is protected against discrimination based on sexual orientation, but it doesn't include the language of gender identity. And so in the resolution tonight, I also ask our city staff to go in and update the language to also include gender identity as far as what we can protect as an employer as the City of Fargo.
So what's being introduced tonight is it's not a legally binding thing. It is a resolution.
Correct.
Showing support. When it comes to what happened in Grand Forks, I think people are seeing the Grand Forks situation,
yeah,
the Fargo situation is the same. They made an actual ordinance in Grand Forks, correct? That's now city law?
It is. And, what they were able to do is actually enforce non-discrimination as far as housing. And the reason that Fargo can't do this is the city of Grand Forks has all of their rental housing units register with the city, which puts them onto a city housing register and also allows the city of Grand Forks to enforce some stipulations and some regulations on anyone who registers with them. The city of Fargo does not have a housing registry like that, so we don't have the same capabilities that Grand Forks has. So in order to prevent some discrimination based on housing, what we would first have to do is implement this housing registry, and then we could add some regulations on top of that. And you probably read in the forum a couple of weeks ago, there is some interest in doing that as far as the Fargo City Commission. And so I do hope to ask the City Commission, whether it be tonight or at a future meeting to explore this housing registry, which is going to have a lot of benefits to the city beyond just discrimination, but it can help regulate any code violations, when inspections are happening, police and fire calls, and all of those types of things.
When you start talking registering anything, you're going to get some pushback on that, Commissioner Soblik. Do you expect some pushback on the fact, when it comes to anything, register my bottle of Coca-Cola, people are going to get worked up about that. What kind of pushback do you expect, if you do expect some?
You know, I do expect some, and that's one of the things that we talked about doing right away was, you know, sitting down with the landlords, talking through, you know, what this might look like. What does it look like in Moorhead? They have it. What does it look like in Grand Forks? What are the benefits? What, you know, building the pros and cons list. And we certainly don't just want to regulate and not have anybody at the table. We want the landlords to be at the table to make sure that their voices are heard and that if we are able to find a good compromise, that we reach it.
Melissa Soblik, Fargo City Commissioner, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show this afternoon. As soon as I let you go, Commissioner Soblik, the phone lines are going to ring. And the first question that somebody is going to ask me is, where's the evidence? Why do we need this resolution? Why do we need a law? Why do we need the registry? Where's the evidence that people are being discriminated against in the city of Fargo because of their sexual orientation, gender identity, or gender expression?
You know, it is happening, and I think a lot of people, because they don't read it on the front page of the newspaper, assume that it isn't happening, but it is, and it's one of those quiet things that's taking place in our community, and partly because people who are discriminated against feel that they'll be victimized even further if they come forward. If they've lost their job or they've lost their home, they don't want to make a public scene of it because everything that they have left could be in jeopardy. And so it's one of those quiet, hidden things that's happening in our community. And, you know, when I think back about discrimination against women or age or people who are afraid to come forward when they had been raped, those are the types of things that this is. People are afraid to come forward and admit that it's happening, but it is happening, and they do share that in their quiet circles. And I believe that if discrimination happens to anyone, we need to start paying attention and see what we can do to prevent that, because in my eyes, discrimination of any form is wrong.
Do you think that this will ever get legs on a statewide basis in the North Dakota legislature, or is this going to be a city-by-city thing? And I'll give you my opinion. No way on God's green earth is this ever going to catch fire throughout the state, and certainly not in the current legislature. So I think that Fargo and Grand Forks are correct in moving forward with this city by city. Do you share my opinion, Commissioner Soblik, or do you see a brighter future in terms of stopping discrimination?
As much as I would like to be optimistic and think that the state will step up and pay attention to what the cities are doing, I do think it's going to be a tough battle. I don't believe anything is impossible, but I think we're doing what we have to do, and cities have to step up right now, and we need to do what's right. And if that sends a message to the state, wonderful. If it doesn't, we're going to still continue to do what we can do on a city level and hope that eventually they'll catch up with us.
Have other cities, I know that Grand Forks and Fargo have been in the headlines. Have other cities approached you or anybody in Fargo or Grand Forks that you know of to do things like this in their city?
You know, Bismarck is actually, their Human Relations Commission is interested in doing something, and I know that they've been working on some language to bring forward to their city commission to see what kind of legs they could get underneath it. And at this point, it hasn't been introduced, but I know that they are watching Fargo and Grand Forks and hoping that we can set an example and that Bismarck will follow.
Okay. Melissa, thank you. Thanks for coming on. I'm assuming that you believe this is going to pass tonight. This is going to be voted on by the commission, or what's the process tonight?
It will be voted on. So I'll introduce the resolution, and we will have some time for public comments. And then after that, I will move that it be approved, and we will vote on it immediately tonight. So I would expect that by 5:30 tonight, we'll know whether it passes. And I am hopeful, because I have talked with the commissioners, and, you know, even though it's not on the front page of the newspaper every day, none of us believe that discrimination of any form is right. So I do believe that it will pass tonight.
Commissioner Soblik, thank you. Good work on this.
Thank you.
Yep, you bet. Melissa Soblik, she is a Fargo City Commissioner. We can open up the phone lines for you. What do you think about this? You know my stance. You know Commissioner Soblik's stance. This is going to be passed tonight. The resolution will, I believe, in my opinion, my prediction is it will be approved by the City Commission, knowing the makeup of the current Fargo City Commission. I think that's a good thing. You might have a different opinion. Give us a call, 237-5948 or 800-880-5346. This is the Monday edition of the Mike McFeely Show on KFGO.